To the Titans Blitz, presented by Nissan. We are live downtown Nashville at Nissan Stadium. I'm Lance Smith, and this is Keith Bullock right here. And hey, sir, you're looking good, I must say.
Yeah, thank you. I have to thank Eddie for allowing me to take his spot on Ugly Sweater Night.
On Ugly Sweater Night, yeah. And you can get these ugly sweaters in the Titans locker room, open all the time. So come on down to the stadium, get yourself one of these. You won't look this good, but you can try.
It's definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love these things. All right, guys. Hey, we want you to participate on this show. Take a look at your TV screens right here. We want you to caption this. Brought to you by Nissan. Here's Mr. Eric Walden and his hair aflame. A wild. I miss looking like that. Caption this. Use the hashtag TitansBlitz on Twitter and put us a caption there for Walden and his hair. Anyway, let's kick off this show and do what we do. Keith Bullock is here in place of Eddie George. Normally this is four downs with Eddie, but it's going to be four downs with Keith. And let's talk about this game. Let's get to it. First down, Mariota shoulders the blame. It's a rough game for him. But he's done this before. He owns it. You know.
I mean, look, he's the quarterback of the team, so it's definitely going to fall on his shoulders, and especially if he knows he didn't play up to par. Mm-hmm. Everyone who plays in the NFL has a bad game, and what's great about the NFL is you get to go out there the next week and put your best foot forward again. So I know Marcus probably couldn't wait to get back to practice this week and just get that bad taste out of his mouth.
Yeah, the guy is sort of Mr. Bounce Back. I mean, after every bad game, he really bounces back. But this game, 16 for 31, 159, two picks. He had this to say about it himself. Check this out.
Frustration's an understatement. Defense played lights out. Special teams did their job. I've been hurting our team, and I got to find ways to get better and improve on it. I expect myself to do my job, and it's taking care of the football and converting third downs. And I haven't been up to par, and I got to be better.
Keith, from a player's perspective, how do you hear that as a teammate, knowing that your quarterback's taking the blame? And you might know some inside information that, you know, maybe it isn't all his fault.
Nah, I mean, look, that's definitely what you like to hear from your quarterback, especially he's the leader of the team. And like I just said earlier, you're going to have bad games as an individual. And when your quarterback has a bad game, the team does their best to rally around them, offense, defense, special teams. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the fact that he's able to take it on his shoulders will tell me as a teammate, we'll rally this week and, you know, everything's under control.
I like the way that sounds. All right, moving on to second down, something that we've been known for. We were killing it last year. It started off this year nice, but our run game in this game specifically just disappeared. Coming off 198 yards on the ground against the Texans, we put up 65 in this game. DeMarco, 11 carries for 34. Derek, 8 for 20. Of course, he did have the touchdown. Run game, is that just good Cardinals defense?
It's a bit of both. It's good Cardinals defense. Their head coach, Bruce Arians, is very familiar with Coach Malarkey. They both were on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff once upon a time. And although the Cardinals aren't having the season that they were supposed and predicted to have, they came out and played. And it's just another area that the Titans will have to improve this week moving forward.
Right, exactly. You know, we talk about wins and losses. I mean, they did beat the Jags. And the Jags were supposedly the hot team right now. So, I mean, it's any given Sunday for sure. Moving on to a third down, probably your favorite down. This is your subject. Defense delivered this game as they have all year. The defense has been hot. 8 sacks in this game, 20 sacks in the last 3 games. Talk about what you're seeing on defense with this squad.
I feel like the defense came out and did what they had to do. They're playing against a depleted Arizona Cardinals team. Of course, they have the great Larry Fitzgerald, but Adrian Peterson wasn't really out there. Blaine Gabbert, who they were very familiar with at his days at Jacksonville. So offensively, Arizona didn't have much, so that's why it became a defensive battle. But obviously, you know, they were able to prevail with those four field goals.
Yeah, no kidding. That's got to be frustrating to know. Defensively, you hold a team to four field goals. That should be enough.
Yeah, normally if you hold a team to four field goals, you figure your team will get two touchdowns, a touchdown, and two field goals, more than 12. But it happens sometimes that way.
Yeah. Are you more fired up for the next game, knowing you got to shut it down even more? I think I heard Logan Ryan on the radio talking about the defense just needs to score. I mean, do you have that mindset?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you always have the mindset you want to make plays on defense. Special teams, you know, you tend to want the offense to do everything, but there are playmakers on that defense as well, and sometimes that's the spark the offense needs. You know, look, Kevin Byard, one of those guys, gets an interception, gives the offense the ball in a good field position. They go in and punch it in, and that is the momentum that they may need to get things going again.
Well, real quick, we won't harp on this. Fourth down, don't hit the panic button, right? Do not hit the panic button. Are we hitting the panic button?
I wouldn't panic, but I definitely would have a sense of urgency. Look, it's late in the season. The Titans haven't been in this great of a position in years, so you don't want to let this opportunity pass you by. So, like you said, Logan Ryan was already talking that he wants the defense is going to make plays. Mariota is already talking the same thing. So I don't think you panic, but you do have a sense of urgency knowing that you're in the driver's seat and you control your playoff destiny.
See, man knows what he's talking about. Like he's played the game before or something. All right. You know, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. With that, we go to break with our Geico Fast 15. We will be right back.
Gabbard drops the throw. Hit. Sack! Woodyard! Woo! In trouble. Sack! Sir, you were just Iraq-po'd. Henry around left end, dives for the pop.